Spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations. The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, A Song of Ascent by Joseph Mendel, is presented in observance of the holiday of Sukkot, the Festival of the Tabernacles. A stranger, running down past the many, moving without haste up the slope of Mount Zion, in the modern city of Jerusalem. One, alone, with eyes turned aside, not to see those ascending Mount Zion, with ears covered against the words they sing in their going up, a song of ascent. This is a story for the season of harvest. A story of two separate parts, touching in the present for only a moment, but united in past and future by that which abides forever. Two separate halves of the same story. The first begins on a street in Jerusalem with a stranger, one alone.
Excuse me. I am looking for a certain place.
Yes?
It is a kind of museum. I mean...
Oh, I know what you mean. Follow this street upward to the end, to the top of Mount Zion.
The second half of the story begins 2 days before, not far from Jerusalem, in a hut, a booth open to the sky, under a roof of fresh, leafy boughs.
It's almost dark. Is everything ready for the kiddush?
Ludwig, outside on the road.
What is it, Zeb?
Someone coming. You see him, Anna?
With a knapsack on his back. What? It's Jonas. He must have walked all the way from Haifa.
You're right, Jonas!
Zeb!
Ludwig,
Anna. I had hoped to reach Jerusalem for the holiday, but I shall have to remain here. If you will have me.
You're just in time, Jonas.
Yes, like one of the seven. Which one are you? Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob?
What's the matter with you, Ludwig? It's Jonas.
Maybe Joseph or Moses.
No, and not Aaron or David.
The kiddush wine has gone to your head.
No, Zev. I'm happy that it's Sukkot again, and that Jonas is here to represent the seven holy guests who sit in every sukkah. Come in, Jonas, and say the blessing with us. Praised be thou, O Lord our God, who hast kept us in life and hast sustained us and enabled us to this season.
Strange stranger to Israel?
I came 1 week ago to Jerusalem.
From Germany?
Yes.
Of course. Oh, where are you from?
From Augsburg.
I mean later. Auschwitz, Majdanek, what other camp?
No, I...
Oh, I'm sorry to ask so bluntly. Still, I promise you, it becomes easier when you've been here for a while.
Does it?
You see, I don't even wear long sleeves anymore to cover the number tattooed on my arm. What are you staring at? You know what such numbers are.
What? Oh, yes, of course.
You asked about the museum.
I think that I will not go there today.
I was about to suggest the same thing.
Perhaps tomorrow. Oh, perhaps I should not ask, but you have been to this museum.
Oh, I have been there. I go often, and always at this season of the year.
This season?
The days of Sukkot. Shivat Yamin Teshvu Basukah. You know the words.
No. That is, I would like to hear them.
All right. You shall dwell in booths 7 days, that your generations may remember how the children of Israel dwelled in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt.
Shivat Yamim Teshvu Basukah.
That your generations may remember how I brought them out of the land of Egypt.
And it shall be called the season of our gladness. You know the words, Jonas, but...
Why should I not know them?
But you do not say them with gladness.
I must speak as I feel.
I'll tell you something. In Poland, before the war, when I was a salesman for a firm of importers...
A salesman, Ludwig. I can't imagine you as a salesman.
Zev, does your wife always say what is in her mind?
Anna? Always.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ludwig. I didn't mean to laugh.
Never mind, Anna. It's true. I wasn't a very good salesman. Anyway, I would bring home empty crates from the warehouse, and we used to build a sukkah in the courtyard at this time. The season of our gladness. It was such a sad little sukkah.
Be patient, Jonas. He has a point to make.
But now I understand it better. Now that I'm a farmer and have planted seeds in the earth, I and all of us in the settlement planted and watered and gathered the grain and the fruit. Now I understand.
You still haven't come to the point.
The season of our gladness. Now in the harvest of days, we can remember how many times the Lord has brought us out of Egypt. Remember with gladness, Jonas.
I have more recent memories.
Of course, but
I remember Budapest under the Nazis in the weeks before the city fell. I remember how they gathered the Jews of the city and the country and pushed us into railroad cars. My parents, my younger brothers.
It was a long time ago.
Oh, I can count the years, months, days. Shall I remember them with gladness, Ludwig? Or maybe you want me to forget entirely because I alone escaped.
No, Jonah.
Very easy. Sometimes I'm frightened at how easily I can forget. That is why I...
Yes.
Well, it does not matter. It was kind of you to let me share your sukkah.
Well, Jonas, we're thrilled that you're staying with us for the holiday.
The day after tomorrow, we're going up to Mount Zion.
You are also going there.
Almost everyone in the settlement.
And perhaps for the same reason.
Maybe. For us, it is, you might call it, a pilgrimage in the season of remembrance.
To Mount Zion?
Yes, it does.
And all these people are going to the museum? I said...
Yes, I heard you.
No, they're going up to Mount Zion, but not to the museum.
Are you all right, mister?
What? Oh, you are the attendant.
You've been staring at this exhibit of the crematoria. I've been watching you.
Watching me?
I know the symptoms. You're pale. You're sweating.
Yes. Very warm. I'll take my coat off. Here. And roll up my shirt sleeves.
Take my advice and go home. Maybe you've seen enough Nazi horrors for one day.
No. I want to see everything. Everything. Oh, can you tell me, are the lists kept at the museum?
So you're still here.
The lists of names and the photographs.
If you'll tell me what you're looking for, possibly...
Oh, nothing in particular. I only want to know.
There are records and archives in many places. There were 6 million victims.
And the others? Their names and photographs?
What others?
Those who gave the orders. And those who carried them out.
So many people.
We always leave the truck here, Jonas, and walk the rest of the way.
Give me your hand, Zeb. Help me down.
All right.
I've never seen so many people here. Listen. Do you hear, Ludwig? They're singing.
Yes.
There must be some kind of ceremony, Ludwig.
Didn't you know, Jonas? It's why we are here. Come. Let us all go up to Mount Zion. Children of Israel used to go up to Mount Zion where the temple stood. And each day of the Sukkot festival, the high priest would offer sacrifices, 70 in all, with a prayer for all the nations of the world.
You didn't know, did you, Jonas, that our Ludwig was such a scholar?
You exaggerate, Zeb. Still, if I were less a scholar, I might have been a better salesman.
They're still singing.
A psalm, Jonas. A song of ascent, as they used to sing long ago, in remembrance of past deliverance.
My memory is short. I remember only that on the same Mount Zion where the temple was, there now stands a different structure.
What is it? Why did you call me?
That one, over there.
With his sleeves rolled up and his coat on his arm?
He's been here a long time, asking questions.
Everybody who comes here asks questions. You're supposed to answer them.
He wanted to know about SS men and guards in the concentration camps.
Well, there are those two, the angry ones, hoping to find a trace of the man who held the whip.
He's different, I tell you.
Well, have it your way. He's different. Well, he was never in a concentration camp.
Maybe he was, but his arms...
What about his arms?
There's no tattooed number.
He's looking this way. He knows we're talking about him.
He's dropped his coat. He's going to run away.
No, he's fainted.
Thank you.
He'll come out of it soon. Give me his coat for a pillow.
Wait. His papers. Tourist passport with visas. All proper. Photographs. A letter from his wife.
Look. Just as I told you. No tattoo on his arm.
You're too suspicious.
All the same, he's been acting very strangely.
How is a man supposed to act when he sees the photographs, the exhibits, for the first time? Especially a German.
Don't ask me. How should I know?
Well, he was no concentration camp guard. Here. His life story is in the papers he carries. Shopkeeper in Bavaria before the war. Soldier on the Eastern Front. Prisoner of war for 3 years. You'll be all right. Just rest a while.
I'm very sorry to cause you trouble.
Well, can you get up? Take his other arm and...
Oh, you cannot hold me. I have done nothing.
No one said you did.
I had nothing to do with all this. Let go of my arm.
And now he's running away.
One and many. One, a stranger, running down past the many, moving without haste, upward on the slope. One alone with his eyes turned aside, not to see those ascending Mount Zion.
Do you see him, Zan? Do you, Ludwig? He ran out of the museum.
The guards are coming after him.
Spread across the road so we can stop him.
Here he comes. Don't let him get away.
Let me go. I have nothing to do. I haven't done anything.
What are you doing? We caught him for you.
For me, I don't want him.
Well, you ran after him.
Well, only to tell him that he didn't have to run. It's true, he's a German, but his papers are in order.
A German? What's he doing here?
What more Germans should do. See the truth, which so many have refused to believe.
I knew nothing of this thing. I swear it. I didn't know.
You know it now. You've seen with your own eyes.
Please, I...
Maybe it's not enough to see. Maybe you have to feel the club that beats you down and smell the dust of the ground and taste the blood in the mouth.
I beg you to let me go.
And now he trembles.
Jonas.
Now he's afraid.
Let him go,
no,
Jonas.
Not yet, Ludwig, not yet. I will show the German more than he came to see.
What will you show him? The same club? The face of brutality? Let him go up with us, Jonas. And we will show him something new on Mount Zion.
No, Ludwig, no.
Now you, Zev.
Let him go to the museum, but not...
But not let him follow us. Then he will know only a part of the whole. The horrors and destruction. The dead and not the living. Let him know, let the world know, that a prayer unspoken for 2,000 years has not been forgotten. That in our time we have remembered... And we again ask God's mercy on all the nations.
No, Ludwig. I will not go to this ceremony of yours.
Not mine only, Jonas. Yours as well.
It is not for me, I tell you. I came to Mount Zion for another purpose, as I come every year at this time. I thought that your purpose was the same.
Perhaps it is not so different.
I am afraid that I will forget. I force myself to look at the photographs, the exhibits in the museum, so that I will remember.
We are also here for remembering.
Ah, only of the safe and distant past, of Egypt, not of Auschwitz.
Enough, Jonas.
Let him speak, Zev.
I do not need his permission, nor yours, Ludwig. Oh, you're all good persons. I'm sure that you visit the museum and weep.
No more,
you dry your tears and return to your family, Ludwig, and you, Zev, to your wife.
Shut up, I said.
You do not like to hear it, but...
Warned him.
Jonas, let me help you.
Don't go, Jonas. Listen to me.
There's nothing I want to hear.
You have said many things. Now you will listen.
No, Ludwig, we owe him no explanation.
Oh, you are brothers, Zev, you and Jonas. Sons of a stiff-necked people.
Do not try to hold me.
But I am of the same people. You will stay. Listen well, Jonas. I will give you our credentials. My wife and children, we were in the Warsaw Ghetto. They were taken in a deportation raid. I remained alive. Only I. Anna and her mother managed to survive. She died in Anna's arms the day the camps were opened. Zev was 6 years old when he saw the Nazis shoot his parents, his brothers, and sisters. Yes, we go to the museum, Jonas. and we weep.
Oh, Ludwig, I...
What do you want, Jonas? Hate? Anger? I choked the SS man who took my family away. I held his throat until three others beat me unconscious. And now?
Now you go from the Museum of Horrors to ask God's blessing on the Germans?
On all the people of the world.
A monument to torture and suffering and an altar to God on the same Mount Zion? Why? So that the one may wipe out the memory of the other? I tell you again, I do not want to forget.
Let no one forget, neither persecutor nor victim. Then the world may climb from evil to good, if it will. Listen, Jonas. Let suffering be remembered, not for its own sake, not for the sake of vengeance, but as the seat of hope.
You speak of hope knowing what has happened before?
Because I do not know how it will happen the next time.
And therefore you believe in hope. You really believe it.
There are no promises. You can only place your trust every day in every season.
Jonas, they're waiting. Let us go up to Mount Zion.
Ascended without haste, as in a pilgrimage, the words of a psalm on their lips, a song of ascent.
They that trust in the Lord are as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abideth forever.
At the summit of the mountain, in a modern revival of an ancient ceremony, they recited the words of hope and trust.
Novinu Shebashamayim.
Heavenly Father, in days gone by, our forefathers offered unto thee 70 sacrifices on the feast of Sukkot to invoke thy blessings for the peace and welfare of all the nations of the world. We ask the same in our time. Have mercy on thy world, upon all the nations therein. Fulfill unto us the prophet's vision, and it shall come to pass in the end of days that men shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not raise sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
From seed time to harvest, the days mount up, joining the seasons with bonds of trust. For who would plant a seed without belief in the fruit? And how does one draw breath each moment without trust in the harvest of days? Then what shall we sing in this season of our gladness, if not a song of ascent, if not a song of hope? If you would like a copy of today's script,
please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Dr. Seymour J. Cohen, rabbi of the Onshe Emmett Synagogue in Chicago. Dr. Cohen.
The broadcast which you heard told of mankind's oldest aspiration, society at peace. This program came to your homes from a studio less than a mile away from the headquarters of the United Nations. There, diplomats from all parts of the globe are trying desperately to find the road to peace. In another part of the world, in Jerusalem, in observance of the Feast of Sukkot, the Holiday of Tabernacles, 20th century Israelis will this week reenact an ancient ceremony. Special supplications which had their origin in temple times will be added to the daily prayer of the Jew. Grant peace, well-being, and blessing to the world. These petitions will plead for the salvation of all mankind. These prayers will be offered in Jerusalem not only for the safety of the nations, but represent a grand plea to them. Resolve your conflicts. Replace hostility and nuclear death with harmony and fruitful life. The road to a tranquil existence, our prayers tell us, is attainable to men who would build on goodwill rather than on greed, who would guide themselves by hope rather than hate, who would fashion a universe based on trust rather than turbulence, who would order their lives by compassion rather than coercion. May our prayers sensitize us to our real duty here on earth, to hear the still voice of responsibility amid the din of our daily tasks. We ask that we be granted a sense of meaning in a world which is hard to understand. May the efforts of the United Nations be successful. The prayers of the Jewish people for mankind be answered. Let the words of Isaiah come true. The work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and confidence forever.
Thank you, Dr. Cohen. Eternal Light drama today, A Song of Ascent, was written by Joseph Mendel, and it was presented in observance of the holiday of Sukkot, the Festival of the Tabernacles. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical music. Featured in the cast were Leon Janney as Ludwig, Sam Gray as Jonas, and Theodore Goetz as the German. Others in the cast were Danny Acco, Bill Lipton, Leslie Barrett, and Lenore DeCoven. Our narrator was Norman Rose. This is Vic Roby. Our program was directed by George Voutsas. Portions of this program were pre-recorded. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.